Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 087 1400 106 is our WhatsApp number. There are all sorts of cliches and sexist assumptions connected to hair colour. Yet, anecdotally, you do hear reports from people who, after they've changed colour, not only felt better, but noticed a positive change in their personality. And just as crucially, they noted a difference in how they were treated by others. Could this be true? Studies carried out among men, at least, seem to support those old ideas about hair colour. I can't think of two people better qualified to talk about this than the two bald men in the studio right now, myself and Henry McKean. Henry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. And just you describe me as bald. I am bald.
Well, newsflash.
No, it's okay.
Oh, no, I thought we got... You know,
no, I mean, I'm
you
told,
can be
I,
in that
I,
denial
no,
phase
I,
for a while.
I don't have a comb over. I was offered many free hair transplants and I turned them down. I just didn't want to go there.
Did you?
Yeah, I was offered...
Free
I
ones.
Won't name them because that's what they
like
want me to
do. Like in Ireland?
Yeah. One was in Ireland, one was in Manchester. I turned them down. I just decided just to embrace the baldness, just go there.
What stage were you at when you were offered the hair transplant?
Oh, I was probably halfway there and now it's too late. I can't get a hair transplant. It's too gone.
But even if... You know, when you're halfway there and you get it, presumably you would have been coming into work with these little, like, cornrows planted into your head and all
and
that
kind of
stuff.
And it does hurt. They basically remove the hair from the back of your neck or basically your back or somewhere where there's hair growing, and then they kind of grow it. But, yeah.
I heard a story once about an Irish fella who was living in the States who started to get that done. And you have to go back for a few visits.
Yeah.
And he got the first one or two done. But he was illegal, so he was deported. And he had to get back on the plane.
Oh, my goodness me.
Which was unfortunate.
What a mess. But yeah,
Johnny, you've changed. Yes, okay. Sorry, yes, continue. Henry.
No. We're talking about that. You know, that stereotype, blondes are carefree, brunettes are stable, redheads are passionate, and that identity, what it means, your hair colour. And you're right, what you said. I mean, men, many of them do prefer black hair, many prefer brown hair, and they also did a study when it came to blondes, and men for some reason prefer blondes in nightclubs. They'll approach a blonde first,
but that's because, you know, they have an assumption about
they're going to be
blonde.
Fun. Yeah. Yes, and
well,
more
yeah.
approachable.
Fun is a nice word, a nice way of putting it. Are you fun? Yes. Why? Yes, I am. How could you tell?
No, and talking about fun, I did get to meet a blonde Norwegian lady called Brigitte.
I remember backpacking across Greece and coming across Norwegian girls, and they were always blonde.
Yeah.
For you, do you think blondes do it better?
No, I don't think so.
And yourself, do you prefer brunettes?
I don't think it matters.
And your partner, what colour hair?
My partner? I have no partner.
You're single.
I have lots of fun.
Lots of fun. Did you have a partner recently or have you been single for a while?
I've been single for a while, but I still have lots of fun. You know, the older you get, the more fun you should have.
So are there lots of single blonde ladies having fun in Norway?
No. They're all mixed in north of Norway. We have a lot of dark blonde. Brunette, actually. It's blonde. More in the south of Norway where they're blonder. Yeah, so...
And do you think blondes are judged? Did it open doors for you over the years, being blonde?
Yeah, that's why I used to wear a t-shirt. Please speak slowly, I'm blonde.
You had a t-shirt that said that.
Yes,
speak
I lived
slowly.
In Egypt 12 years. And when I was younger, yes, definitely. And yes, then you were really judged when you were blonde.
And in your 20s, living in those countries, did men give you attention?
Yes, definitely.
And did you like the attention or did you think it was a bit strange?
No, I just laughed about it. You know, I'm quite straight out, so doesn't really bother me. But yeah, definitely. So.
And why do you think men, if they're in a nightclub, they seem to go towards a blonde, but then perhaps in the supermarket they go towards a brunette?
I don't think anymore. I think now it doesn't matter. But in, I would say in the 80s, yeah, definitely. But now I think now it's all facelift, big lips, and the dolly type, which I think is attractive, which I think is horrible.
So you think the dolly type is horrible?
I think it's horrible because everybody looks the same. Yeah, that's why I always liked England. England had character faces.
Did you ever look like a dolly? I know I'd probably get cancelled for saying that.
No. But I was blonde and had red lipstick. So, and I lived in England at the time. And yes, I didn't look like a dolly, but I just looked like I was always smiling, lots of fun. You know, I was married to a British Marine. And then I was judged. Oh, the foreigner, she has lipstick, she's blonde. I was not accepted at all because I was happy.
Because she was happy. But obviously she's single now, so that didn't last, sadly.
No, it didn't. And you're right.
Why.
You know, when it comes to blondes, like it's one of those things when you ask attractive people, does their attractiveness help? And they say, of course it doesn't. But it does.
It does. Oh, yeah. I think there's like actual science on that. If you're better looking, you get more out of people.
Oh, people open doors for you. You get a nice seat, a nice table in a restaurant. You get a good job.
Yeah.
Just from being attractive. And I think the same thing, and I know I shouldn't say this, blondes, I mean, they ignite emotions. They're associated with confidence, and they do come across as more friendly. I don't know why they do.
You're really skirting around the point here, aren't you? Blondes are, there's a cliche that blondes are a bit ditzy.
Well,
blonde women we're talking about are a bit ditzy,
like,
and it might be easier to get them into bed,
well,
which is a horrific and offensive sexist trope.
And to use another really sexist thing, which is not true, because lots of blonde people are highly intelligent. Some of them, you know, hold PhDs, and they are.
It's a blonde PhD, though, especially for blonde people.
And it's very unfair. And that word that we no longer use, the B word,
yeah,
bimbo, we don't use it anymore because it's just.
Wait, you just did.
It's sexist and wrong, and it's very, very unfair to say that. But the surveys do say that they're more fun, they like to socialize. Here is, anyway, a hairdresser, a well-known hairdresser, Dylan Bradshaw, and he's joining us from San Sebastian.
Do blondes have more fun or brunettes? I actually think those days have all changed. I think it's funny as in how fashions and so, because, like, you know, blondes were supposed to be like dumb, you don't take them serious, they're just kind of, they're just there for fun. Brunettes are boring. It's not that case at all. I just think that's the way, I suppose, society, whatever. I do think women feel more confident being blonder. I'm not saying at all that brunettes are more serious or blondes are dumb. I just think it's kind of, I suppose, the way society is. Women are made to feel sexier if they're blonde, or to feel younger if they're blonde, or to feel, where brunettes are, in some cases, people feel that it's a bit of a flat colour, which isn't the case either. You can introduce some blonde to brunettes, and so on and so forth. So you can mix and match. I definitely think society's changed so much. It's definitely a lot more diverse. But going back to what I said, are they more fun? You need to ask the blonde or the brunette, are they more fun? I think for me, that's probably a very old stereotype where blondes are crazy, sexy women, the way it's portrayed, as opposed to brunettes are boring and at home knitting. You know, that's not fair either. I think for me, if I want to put the hairdresser thing, is do what you do, what makes you feel confident, what makes you feel good. Go to a good professional that's able to achieve these colours, but make sure your hair looks healthy and doesn't look shit from, you know, overuse, overproduced, or overstyled with, you know, bleaches and harsher colours. So always look after. So truthfully, I think for me is a great head of hair, regardless of what colour, that it looks good, it looks healthy, it doesn't look like it's been ruined by the colour that you've chosen.
That was Dylan Bradshaw there, presumably speaking from the San Sebastian outlet of his hairdressing empire. Or was he?
I think he's just on a beach.
Really?
I think he could be.
Hairdressing's doing well then.
And, you know, he could be looking at blondes or brunettes.
Paul says the actual origin of the word bimbo in Italian is a young male dope. I learned this when I heard a CEO describe Trump as a bimbo. And I thought that was strange, and I Googled it.
That's interesting. Fascinating, isn't it? That's where it came
depending
from.
Depending where you were. Okay, that's interesting.
That's very, very interesting. Because, yeah, men, also blonde men or whatever colour, you can be as, you know, carefree as a lady.
But they're not, though. That cliche never applied to men.
Not as much, but there are some, you know, handsome men that perhaps...
Himbos.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
They never really caught on. Now, presumably this is all old stuff. This, you know, younger people don't believe any of this nonsense anymore.
Well, this is the thing. I did get to meet some young American brunettes. One of them had curly hair. And I have a kind of, you know, confession to make. I love curly hair.
Okay, it's your thing.
I can get quite, you know, excited by curly hair.
Okay.
I know really should.
Does it have to be naturally curly hair or
well, I love natural.
A bit of an old perm going on.
Yeah, well, I love natural curly hair. You know, I just think it's fantastic.
But it has to be big curly hair.
You like the big hair.
Yeah,
no, yeah. Like over the top curly hair. And I think it's because obviously I'm bald, as we mentioned, but I have such straight hair. This is why I'm attracted to
the opposite.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, we're also speaking to those stereotypes, including a male blonde.
I think men have come around to brunettes way more now. I think it used to be the big thing was being blonde, and blondes have more fun. And I think it's almost flipped where brunettes are kind of like where it's at for men, I feel like.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree. I think it also depends on the vibe of the person, because I think that, like, you know, it's always kind of been a debate where it's like a lot of times people think like, oh, brunettes are like smarter or like more chill, but I don't know. I feel like it could go either way.
And I'm going to pay you a compliment if that's okay. I love curly hair. You have curly hair. How do you make it go so curly?
Oh, it's just naturally curly, but I always have to style it. Otherwise, it's just very frizzy and all over the place.
So you wake up and it's just curly?
Yes.
And if it's humid, it gets curlier?
If it's humid, it just gets very frizzy and wild. So the humidity is not my friend.
And when it comes to men, what hair color do you prefer?
See, this is a hard question because us girls, we know One Direction, and I was a Niall girl, and he was blonde. He was only blonde one, but you know what? It was fake blonde. He's actually brunette.
Well, he's kind of strawberry blonde.
Yeah. He's got a little bit of a dirty blonde going.
I bumped into him there not long ago in London. And he has lovely hair.
Yeah, beautiful hair. His natural hair is gorgeous. But normally, I go for brunettes. I think most women like brunette men, which is funny because it's kind of the opposite, but Niall Horan, if you're listening.
He does listen.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to bump into you here, so you were my one blonde growing up.
It's more
how full it is and how styled rather than the color.
Yeah, the hairstyle is way more important than the color.
I'm having a chat with a couple. You're both kind of blonde, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was as a kid, I suppose, yeah.
And do you prefer blondes or brunettes? What's your favourite hair colour?
Probably black hair, but she never lets me dye my hair black anymore because the blonde goes away.
I mean, on a girl.
On other people.
On other people. I don't think I have a preference, to be honest, no.
But you have blonde hair and you prefer to have black?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And why do you want to have black hair?
I don't know. I feel like it makes you look a bit older, you know?
There's very few blonde men in Ireland. You're one of them.
Yeah, my mom's from Sweden, so that's where that genetic comes in, I suppose.
I would prefer blondes because he is naturally very blonde, and that's kind of, you know, but I love him anyway.
There you go. You were just listening to Henry McKean there, perving on a curly-headed woman half his age. And blonde, rare blonde kind of action there.
Yeah, an actual blonde
from Ireland.
Irish man with Swedish heritage.
Yeah.
And he wanted to dye his hair black. We all want a different hair colour to the hair we
People
have.
People are never happy with what they have. Yvonne says, I'm a curly blonde gal with a fabulous energetic smile and I use it to the fullest. Go blondes, she says. Somebody else wonders what percentage of blondes are actually brunette. That's an interesting question. In my opinion, Marilyn Monroe was the ultimate stereotype of the blonde woman. And blondes have been seen that way since she came on the scene. That's probably, that's not an insignificant
think she was a brunette.
Part of that. Niall Horan isn't really blonde then.
I think he's strawberry blonde. He could be born blonde. I was born blonde, but then it went brown.
So was I.
Were you?
Yeah, until I was about like 6 or 7 and then it turned kind of mousy brown.
Mm.
Kind of. Yeah, that just happens.
You know, if you had hair and you dyed it blonde, that I would accept that. That would be okay.
Okay. Well, if I had hair, well, I mean, first off, I come into the office with hair and, you know, nobody says anything and then suddenly it's blonde. Nobody says anything.
We would accept it.
And I'm going, what? What? What are you looking at? What's going on? You know Niall Horan. Have you seen his roots?
I bumped into him at Twickenham there a few months ago. And yeah, he's got a lovely hair, lovely blonde hair.
Yeah.
And I think it's naturally blonde. Maybe with some highlights.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Might have had a bit of help, but I think he is naturally blonde.
Okay, fair enough. So I just, because she said that woman you interviewed said that he wasn't really blonde.
Well, I mean, he's strawberry blonde. But he, you know, like you, he was born blonde.
Strawberry blonde. Yeah, he's just brown, really.
Strawberry blonde is kind of blondie, a little bit blondie.
Oh,
but
I always thought strawberry blonde was kind of red hairish.
Well, it's, there could be a tiny tinge of red. Well, there has to be, because he's Irish.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit.
So on the subject of redheads,
yes.
Again, there's a cliche about them that they're all very passionate and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, they are fiery. I dated one. She was fiery.
Okay.
And I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. But yeah, and also when it comes to painkillers, they need more painkillers when they're feeling unwell. It's something to do with their makeup.
I think that is true. I don't think it applies to every single person with red hair, but
the dentist,
yeah,
I mean,
they're
a totally different breed of people.
Yeah.
They really, really are. 9% of men prefer redheads. And here is a redhead. Here is Karen Ward, and she is a member of the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. And she is, as I said, a redhead.
Now, there are a number of tropes out there that have been around for a long time, such as blondes have more fun, that redheads are wild and feisty. And I would know that in my case. And that people with dark hair, brunettes, are more serious, or dare I even say it, more boring. And really, it's interesting that when you think of the colour of hair, there are more people statistically with dark black hair in the world, then brunettes would come next. And of course, blondes and redheads are very unique in that that's not as many of us around. So when you're scanning a room, be it a club or some sort of social activity, a party, you might notice blondes quicker than, or redheads than any other. But really, when you think about it, it's the noticing might bring people to, in some cases, approach somebody in a romantic or possibly romantic setting. But equally, for the wearer of the hair, the colour in particular can say a lot. If you were born a particular hair colour and you stay with it, that's great, make the most of it. And the grooming of it is important. But for people who change their hair, confidence really comes into this. I think of the younger clients of mine with blue hair or purple hair or all sorts of wonderful colours, and how they strut their stuff and really reveling in the difference, the conscious choice to choose something different. As we women age, and particularly men folk, as time goes by, we tend to go from the darker hair colours to change to lighter colours because, of course, we're going grey or pepper and salt in the case of redheads. So older people can, particularly women, can go more blonde or even red as a conscious choice rather than going platinum or silver. The main thing is, whatever gives you confidence.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, that the hair colour stands out. So people, the eye is drawn to it a bit more if it's blonde.
And yeah. We are. Like I remember I mentioned that redhead. I met her in a nightclub. In a dark, and her hair stood out like that.
Oh, the hair was reflecting off the red.
Maybe it's as simple as that. It's the first, you know, colour that you see is the blonde or the red, and it stands out more than perhaps a brunette, especially in a nightclub where everything's quite dark and dingy.
Mm. Yeah.
And the smoke's gone because, you know, there's no longer smoking sections.
And so, older people, Henry. Now, I mean, the hair, any hair they have left has probably died to hell. So do they care about this stuff anymore?
Well, they do. Ladies really care about hair, and they spend a fortune. I know some people who travel all the way to Galway. To get their hair. No names. No
really?
Names.
Okay.
They go all the way to Galway to get their hair done. And, you know, many think times have changed.
I'm naturally more of a brunette. So, I mean, I don't think it's anything to do with, it's not really to do with personality, I don't think. I think it's just to do with individuality.
So when you were courting, some men did prefer blondes or brunettes, didn't
they? Not really.
Not really?
No.
It made no difference.
No, really made no difference. It's down to the person.
We're not a blonde country.
Yeah, we're not a
blonde
country.
We're more dark than...
Exactly.
And you're right, there's very few natural blondes in this country.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's lots in Scandinavia, maybe a few over in England. Yourself, you're blonde. Personal question, were you born blonde?
Yep.
So you were a rare thing, or you are a rare thing.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but most people were dark. Yeah, my mother was blonde, yeah.
That's where you got the blonde hair from.
Yeah.
And did it make a difference if you walked into a room? Did you get more male attention being blonde? Were you treated differently?
No, I wouldn't, I wouldn't think so. No.
No?
No. Well, you're going back to my generation, which is quite different to today, you know. So
if you walked into a room in the 60s and 70s, would men fall at their feet because you were blonde?
No.
It didn't make too much of a difference?
No, I wouldn't think so, no.
What hair colour do you prefer on a man?
Once they've hair.
Exactly, once they've hair.
Well, look, it's more to do with the personality, I think.
To be honest with you,
if you talk to someone and you get on with them, I don't think that makes a huge difference.
But also for men, I think men age very gracefully when they go grey. You know, women don't really manage it that well. Only a very small proportion of women age well with grey hair, maybe 10%. That's why most people fall back on a colour. But men age very gracefully with grey hair, and I think if men dye their hair, it can look very false.
There you go. Various opinions on that. Henry McKean, thanks a million as ever. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on Newstalk.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.